Science Insight.
Unit 1. Energy from foot traffic. Reading.
If you came here by train today, the chances are that you burned approximately 150 kilocalories for a one-hour commute. That is roughly equivalent to the energy needed to boil 2 liters of water. Could you spare a little bit of that energy to help the environment? Don't worry. Nobody is asking you to get on a treadmill on the way to work. In fact, using technology that has already been tested in Tokyo, the energy would be harvested in a way that you would barely notice. Piezoelectric mats are the secret. Simply by stepping on and walking across these mats, the pressure of human feet can generate electricity. Although you might not realize it, you probably already know the piezoelectric effect well. Whenever we use a portable gas stove, we need this effect to create the spark to ignite the gas. By turning the knob on the stove all the way round, you compress a special crystal. This compression causes positive and negative charges to separate within the crystal, and thus creates a voltage across it. This voltage can be surprisingly high, even reaching thousands of volts, and is high enough to create a powerful spark which lights the gas. The same principle is used for energy-generating floors. Inside the floor mats are many small piezoelectric elements. As people walk across the mats, the pressure of their footsteps squeezes the elements and creates the voltage. This voltage can be used to make an electric current and provide power for electronic devices. A single person walking on the mat will create only a very small voltage for a very short time. However, in Tokyo during a busy working week, and particularly during the rush hour, huge numbers of commuters are walking through certain areas every hour. It is this high volume of foot traffic that makes energy-generating floors feasible, and the mats have therefore been placed at the ticket barriers to ensure that the largest number of people walk over them. In the latest trial experiment conducted by JR East at Tokyo Station, the target was to achieve generation of 500 kilojoules, the same as about 120 kilocalories per day, which was successfully reached using an area of 90 square meters. This is not much energy, perhaps enough to power a signboard. But the technology is still in its infancy and improvements can be expected. One ultimate goal could be to use the floor mats to power the ticket barriers themselves, together with the surrounding lighting and signboards. For better or for worse, it has been said that the environmental ideas with the most potential are those that require no lifestyle changes. Energy-generating floor mats fit this description well. They are so unobtrusive that most people do not even realize they are stepping on them. If the technology can be improved, then Tokyo's famously busy stations and public places would be the ideal locations to install them. A greener future may be a step closer.
Listening practice. Pre-read these sentences and then listen to some more information about energy-generating floors. Mark the best choice to complete each sentence.
Energy-generating floors use the piezoelectric effect to make electricity from human footsteps. Although train stations are the first choice of location for these floors, other public places are being considered. One idea is to install such floors in nightclubs. The energy-generating floor would be placed over the dance floor, and the dance steps of large numbers of clubbers would be converted into electricity. Clubs use a lot of energy for lighting, air conditioning, and air ventilation. It has been estimated that at peak times when the dance floor is full, 60% of the club's energy needs could be generated by the floor. It might also be a good way to promote environmental awareness among young people.